Gearing up for the Whistler Writers Festival this week, kicking off tomorrow night and going through till Sunday, bringing some of the best and brightest writers from all across Canada right here to Whistler. Joining me in studio today is author and Whistler Writers Group founder, Stella Harvey. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. So gearing up for another Whistler Writers Festival. How's it coming together so far?
The 14th
annual, that's right.
Who knew?
I know. They just keep trucking along, getting better and better each year.
Yeah.
How are things shaping up so far?
Pretty good. Yeah, ticket sales are going well, ahead of schedule from last year. So, no, everything's going pretty well.
We have some incredible writers coming for the workshops, readings.
Yes.
You're a writer yourself with a versatile CV behind you, writing for The Peak, Globe and Mail, short stories in Emerge magazine, and the Dalhousie Review, among mm-hmm. others. And here at the festival to promote your latest novel, The Brink of Freedom, with the book launch happening on Saturday at the Fairmont. Tell us a little bit about this novel. Certainly very topical right now.
It started, I guess, I got the idea about 3 years ago when I was finishing my first book and I was in Greece and really looking at seeing how Greeks had changed in terms of the economic crisis as well as the barrage of refugees that were coming to Greek borders. And so that's where I wondered what the impact of those two crises would be, the economic one plus the refugee crisis. And so I started asking myself that question. And also the other thing that I really noticed was Greek hospitality had changed. People were really ambivalent about all these people coming to their shores. Like in the first 7 months of this year, 9 months of this year, I'm sorry, 400,000 people have come to the Greek shores.
Wow.
And this is to a country that's already suffering a lot with the economic downturn. So I wondered about the hospitality and how that would be impacted. It certainly is impacted. And so that was the question I asked myself. And that was where the genesis of the book came from. And then from there, you know, I've been writing and researching. And
of course. And you have some ties to Greece as well.
I'm Greek.
You are Greek. Not just ties. You are Greek. There
I'm
you go.
I'm Greek and proud of it.
Yeah. Yeah. They all are. I was in Greece in 2003 and it is an incredible country, but you're right. It's changed so much
yes.
in the last couple
yeah.
years here. So Stella, what kind of research did you do to prepare for this book?
Well, first of all, I want to thank the Greek government because they were the, I went to them first and had a proposal about people I wanted to talk to and things I wanted to see. And they basically facilitated the whole process for me. But I was able to visit a refugee detention center
wow.
and have a tour of the facility, talk to the commander of the facility, went to see their medical option, what is available for if there has a medical emergency, their counseling facilities, that sort of thing. And then I also visited the asylum seekers department, which is run by the government of Greece, and so followed the asylum seekers process from beginning, where you actually apply for asylum, right through to seeing a counselor, to seeing a UN person, etc. And I was able to talk to a little 9-year-old Afghani boy, and he'd been in the country for a few months, and they were still waiting to see about their status, and he was waiting for his parents, basically. So between that and I visited Roma camps, because of the Roma figure as well in my novel, and the office of the International Office of Migration. So I talked to people on the street. I went to different embassies and talked to the people who were applying for asylum.
Yes.
So I really felt like I got the perspective from, the different people that are involved, both the Greeks who are accepting refugees
yes.
and the refugees themselves. And, for me, I guess my hope is that I captured those stories well, or accurately.
Well, yeah. And what must that be like following the step-by-step process as they're trying to seek asylum in these countries?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like for you?
Well, you know, what was interesting was all of the services that are available, like translation services. Like other refugees are used to help with translation. How humanistic it was, and yet it's also, you know, lines and lines and lines of people. You start lining up before 6 o'clock in the morning. The office opens at 8:30. You know, and
wow,
they spend the whole day. But then there's the other side where, you know, the Greek government has put up places where, you know, tenting and whatever, so they don't have to stand in the sun while they're waiting in line and that kind of thing.
Sounds
so
like a lot of waiting and waiting.
There's a lot of waiting. I mean, typically the process takes about 18 months to 2 years before you're even given status.
Oh,
and then, you know, if you don't qualify, then you're sent back. So, you know.
Wow. Well, and certainly topical right now. You've been doing the research for, gosh, more than 3 years.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Make sure you come to the Brink of Freedom launch party happening this Saturday, 6:30 at the Fairmont. It's a free entry and celebrating a great book as well. Check out the schedule of events, WhistlerWritersFest.com. Lots of incredible workshops, readings going on. You can get your tickets there as well. And Stella, thank you so much for coming in today. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you so much.